It's been a long journey, man. I started off when I was about probably 15 years old, singing on the corners in Boston. We used to sing. We found out that making harmonies would pick up a lot of girls. So we started singing when I was a teenager, and it led me down a really fun career path. I mean, I went to college for illustration in the middle, and I fell back into teaching part-time for a while, and while I was doing my craft, and it just kind of stuck with me. So I was blessed to be able to do both careers along the way, and it's been a fun journey. Crazy stuff, a fun journey.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Radio Flyer with nonstop service around the world. Heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and now YouTube. Your safety and comfort is important to us, so please direct your attention to your pilot and host, Freddie Rivera.
Louis Bello, featured in Us Weekly magazine, just released a song called Rescue Me. An artist, performer, writer, a real musician, and a teacher. Here's what I want to know. Louis Bello, did you start off as a teacher and then become a musician, or a musician first, then a teacher?
I started off as a musician. I've been doing this for like over 20 years. It's been a long journey, man. I started off when I was about probably 15 years old, singing on the corners in Boston. We used to sing. We found out that making harmonies would pick up a lot of girls. So we started singing when I was a teenager, and it led me into falling in love with writing music, and it led me down a really fun career path. And in the middle, you know, I went to college for illustration in the middle, and I fell back into teaching part-time for a while. And while I was doing my craft, and it just kind of stuck with me. So I was blessed to be able to do both careers along the way. And it's been a fun journey. Crazy stuff, but fun journey.
You're from Boston then?
I'm from Boston, yeah, but I spent a lot of time in Nashville.
So how did you become a teacher in all of this? You do your music thing, then you transition into being a teacher. How did that happen?
You know what? To be honest with you, it came out of, you know, the old adage of starving musicians and starving artists trying to make their way in the world and trying to find a way to literally pay the bills in order to do your craft. And I'd always worked with kids growing up, coaching youth football, youth hockey, and things like that. So my sister was a Boston public school teacher, and she said, why don't you try it out? So I started doing it, and I kind of fell in love with teaching the kids. And it became like, you know, a kind of dual passion. You know, I was able to show them that you could follow your dreams and become successful, yeah, and try to help them out. And it just stuck with me, and, you know, doing it ever since.
Do the kids think you're cool? I mean, I got to admit, like, that's kind of a cool thing, you know, to kind of back it up and say, I'm really a real musician too.
Yeah, it is. It is funny because I don't, like, when I go into a school, like, I was at two different schools. And when my new school I'm in, I don't go in there saying like, hey, this is who I am. But because I've had so many years and presence on the internet, like, it doesn't take people long to like one kid will search me up and be like, oh, I'm going to check out this guy. He thinks he's cool. And then he'll come back and go, Mr. Bello's on YouTube. Oh, yeah. My God, look at this video and that. And I'm like, oh, do I have any inappropriate videos? I'm like, check this.
Think about that. That's got to be so cool for if you're a young kid, your teacher happens to be a real live performer who's performed in Los Angeles, New York, Nashville, obviously Boston. The list goes on. But I know you've been busy, you've been doing a lot, but I've been asking everybody on Radio Flyer this question because we're just getting out of quarantine here in California. What have you been doing in the last year in quarantine?
Well, I've been taking advantage of the time, to be honest with you, like, you know, because as an artist, where, like, you know, you're trying to keep reinventing yourself outside of a pandemic and keep yourself relevant, then you have the pandemic. And so a lot of people, you know, took it as a bad thing, which obviously it was in the health aspect, but by being home, being creative, I found avenues of trying to just like remarket, rebrand myself to my fans. And so it's been great, to the content building and live Zoom shows, trying to get used to Zoom technology and things like that. So,
you know, still getting used to this Zoom technology, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What does it take to be a good teacher? Before we start getting to the your new songs, what does it take to be a good teacher?
I think you have to be a good listener. Honestly, I think you have to listen to the kids. I mean, I think, and I could not speak for you, but we grew up in a school era. Speaking for myself, but where it's very like talk to.
Yeah,
you know, you're talking at. Like, this is what it is. This is how it is. And I think that I learned a long time ago. I was like, if I ever had a chance to do it again, I would want to go to a school where I was talked with and I was added to the conversation. Like, what's your opinion on things? So I kind of approach it like, no matter what age. It's like, what are you guys thinking about this project? Yeah. What do you guys want to do? Obviously, you got to have parameters, but if you make them feel engaged, like they're important, you get so much more out of them, and I think they learn more.
And I'm sure they can feel that too. How did you even find the time to become a teacher while you're a musician?
I had a lot of supportive administration that I worked with. And so because I taught part-time, and I think because we both saw the value in what both we were doing, like I saw the value in being around these kids, it kind of gave me energy for my own projects and my own music. And I think I tried to bring all my, you know, because I've been around for so long in LA, New York, I used to write for Sony Music a long time ago. So I had a lot of connections, and I always try to, every school I was in, try to bring anything I can, like music drives us, you know, keyboards, art supplies. Like I always try to bring things to the school so these kids could, you know, really take part of what I was doing outside of school. And I think it was like a really good partnership. And it's always been, just both careers have always been good to me.
Yeah.
You know,
it sounds like it. And today's a big day for you, Louis, right? You got a new music video out for Release Me, which is officially released today, the day we're recording this particular episode on Radio Flyer, right?
It's on now. Yeah. So the video's out, YouTube. It's on my website. Yeah. It was a big day. Like this song, I wrote this with a friend of mine, Jason Tucker out of Nashville. And speaking of Zoom, we actually did this during the pandemic over Zoom because I go down to Nashville at least once a month and at least for like 3 or 4 days to write. And I couldn't for like 2 of the months because I had COVID and I tried to take a little break from traveling. But then I was like, let's write. I got an idea for a song, and he's an amazing musician, writer. We came up with a song. I flew down 2 weeks later, recorded it. And we didn't realize what we had until we actually started playing it for people and getting the reaction we did. And we were like, wow, I think we got something really cool here.
I've always been in the habit, ever since I was a kid, you know, I've always been in the habit of like when I listen to music, you know, I listen to the music, you know, like the overall sound of it. But I find myself, especially with you, when I first heard Rescue Me, it was straight to the lyrics. The lyrics spoke to me. And I want to ask, why the message? What makes you go to the message when you're writing these songs?
Well, I think for this particular song, we talked about we want to do something positive. And, you know, you especially being in country music and pop music, like that crossover that I've always done, you know, the message in a lot of the songs, it's such great writing in country, you know, and it's always pushed me. And so me and Jason talked about a positive message. And we said, there's a lot of things out there saluting our first responders, which they have to, but a lot of us have first responders in our homes and we don't really recognize them. It could be literally, it could be your dog that just makes you feel comfortable when you're having an anxiety attack, or it could be your neighbor that brings over cookies and throws them on the front steps because they know you're all alone or something. It just could be anybody in your family or your life. I feel like that'd be a great message because everybody needs to kind of turn around and realize like, oh yeah, you know what? Like, Freddie, thank you so much for all the stuff you do for me. You know, I just give you a big hug. That's kind of where the song was born of. And we just put our heart and soul into it. And here we are.
Hearing your lyrics, it was so refreshing. In today's world where the media is constantly pushing this agenda, that agenda. And when you hear lyrics like this, that uplift, it really is like a super strong tic tac you put in the mouth. And it's just like, oh, and you're like, oh, my God. Goodness, this is awesome. And I wanted to give you that compliment from the bottom of my heart because you know, it's a little more rare to see an artist do that and to see an artist who has the ability to communicate not with just your audience over, you know, social media or whatever, but also with the kids that you're teaching. And I find that to be incredible.
Thank you, I really appreciate it. It's an honor to be able to, you know, I'm just humbled to be able to still continue to do what I do. You know, every day, all around, to be able to write songs and write music and make a living at that, and also to teach, and it's really fun, and I really appreciate that. It means a lot just to have you have me on the show too. Like I'm always.
No, I appreciate your time. Everybody's been talking about, like, you know, by June, July, August, May, get back to like live shows.
Yeah.
What are your plans? What do you want to do? What do you have planned? What are you trying to do? Like what's in the world of you?
Well, I was supposed to be in Europe and back in June touring because I've started touring in Europe the last couple of years, which has been a blessing doing my original stuff. So
that's awesome.
I was supposed to be, I'm hoping that tour kind of go, we're supposed to be in actually Israel and Jordan. So two countries that, like, yeah, it's crazy. I've had a crazy trip the last few years overseas. So I'm hoping to get back there. And then I'm also just hoping to get back on the road. You know, around here in Massachusetts, I've already started booking shows down with a place called Cape Cod, which is our like summer places down here in Boston. So I'm starting doing like acoustic stuff and things like that. So you know, I'm hoping to just be able to take this song and keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it, because, you know, it's just been so, this is the first day of this push, and I'm just feel so much energy and passion from everybody. I just wanted to keep going and,
You know, keep it moving. Have you ever been to Israel or Jordan before?
No.
So this is going to be your first time.
Super bummed, man, that I was, so last year we played in, we were in Iceland, we're in the Faroe Islands, we played in Dublin and London. We did this big long trip, and then they asked me to come back on for another private gig out there in Israel and Jordan. I'm going like, oh, I'm definitely going. I'm so psyched. I'm like looking up like the old temples, and I'm like, I'm going to go see where Jesus was, and it's just crazy.
I think it'd be amazing to experience.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know where you grew up, but I, you know, growing up in Boston, like I always say this, I'm like, I grew up in a three-decker, triple-decker, you know, next to the projects, and, you know, was blessed to like, you know, make enough money to buy a little house outside the city and do stuff like that. But for a kid from Boston, I was 10 years old going like, I never thought I'd be over here in London or over here. And it's like, so to know you can go to Israel, like you hear about this when you're a kid and you're just like, oh my God. Like, I'm definitely, I'm going. Like, I don't even care if they call me back.
That's awesome. Hey, what do they think of your accent when you go over there? I mean, it's a pretty cool freaking accent. Like, what do they say?
Well, it's funny. They laugh because, like, especially when I'm over in London, because obviously everything in Boston, all the streets and all the towns, I'm from Hyde Park in Boston, and Hyde Park in London is actually a huge park. It's actually a real park. So it was cool. Like, I was down there taking pictures last year of like Hyde Park, like, look at this. So it's funny because they say a lot of things way different than we do in Boston here. And they just laugh at me, and people just ask me to keep talking.
Just keep talking. You'll be fine.
Just keep talking, kid.
So I just got the green light from Jeff G to play Louis Bello's song Rescue Me right now, tonight, on Radio Flyer. But before I hit play, the first time I heard the song Rescue Me, it's hard not to hear the message. Who's the song about?
I mean, we really meant it to be about that person that you could, like, you could lean on. Because, you know, like, you have a hard day, you come home from work, you know, maybe your wife's home or your spouse is home. And like, they understand, like, you know, you get in a fight with them because you're just frustrated, even though you're mad at them, but they understand you. They understand what's going on. They're the ones that talk you off the ledge.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't even have to talk to you. They just understand not to talk to you for a little while until you get straight. And then they come back and they're cool with you. And it makes you realize like, oh man, like, yeah, you know what? I this person's amazing in my life. Like, just takes me down from that ledge and brings me back to reality. So, and as we were writing it, I was like, this could be about literally like somebody who a stranger helps in the street.
Yeah.
And when you're having a frustrating day, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? Like, wow, thank you for that person, because I was getting to a point where I was going to be in road rage or do something. And I kind of calmed myself down because this nice person kind of showed me kindness. So that's kind of how it like kind of started off.
This is the day the video came out and the song came out, and it's pretty exciting. And I know you're excited because you got so much like, ha, at you right now.
You know? I'm like, this is awesome. This is awesome.
Staring at these walls tonight, wrap my head around what's wrong or right, trying to make sense of it all. Yeah, I know that it's 3 a.m. I appreciate you listening. Is it them or could it be my fault? I'm just trying to make sense of it all. Yeah, you rescue me when I'm lost. Yeah, you fight for me, no matter what the cost. I don't know where I'd be, what I'd do without you. Cause you rescue me when I'm lost. You rescue me when I'm lost. Lost. You rescue me when I'm lost. Days are better than others, you know. The ups, the downs, the highs and the lows. Guess we all go through that. Broke my own heart a few times before. Shut out people I loved and locked the door. Tried to fix myself, but never won. Yeah, some things just can't be undone. Yeah, you rescue me when I'm lost. Yeah, you fight for me, no matter what the cost. I don't know where I'd be or what I'd do without you. Cause you rescue me when I'm lost. Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You rescue me when I'm lost.
Yeah, you rescue me.
Cause you rescue me.
I don't know where I'd be without you.
Cause you rescue me when I'm low, low, lost.
Low, low, lost.
You rescue me when I'm lost.
Louis Bello, Rescue Me. So happy I got to play that on Radio Flyer too. Rumor has it, and this may or may not be true, we can do some quality control, but is it true that you're also a really good dancer? Where did that come from?
I've been known to cut a rug once a time.
Hey, there you go.
I get made fun of a lot on my band guys. So when we're touring, because my stage show is like super energetic. Like I'm in the crowd with the ladies and fellas and whatever, you know, we get everybody going, and I'm always doing my old school 90s hip hop dances, right? So I always get, the fellas always make fun of me. They're like, dude, really?
Yeah.
Like, come
yeah.
on. So yeah. I'm like, I'm a wicked good dancer, kid. Like,
hey,
I can do it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see you live. When you come to LA, I would love to see you perform live, and then just get to record you from the crowd. That'd be awesome.
100%. I would love to have you at a show, and it'd be great. I'd love to hang out and grab some lunch or something, man, next time I'm in LA.
I'd love that, Louis. And Louis, give me some artists you'd love to work with, you'd love to collaborate with, whether that's you know, in your world, even outside your world.
So I definitely would love Chris Stapleton, because I just love his vocals are just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to collaborate with him. You know, funny, and my buddies are going to laugh, but I would love to collaborate with Justin Bieber. Like, totally out of my, you know, my country realm.
Right.
Well, actually, not really, because he just did stuff with Dan and Shay. So, like, and they're totally, like, pop country. But
yeah,
Florida Georgia Line, I love them, you know. So, yeah, I mean, those are some of the ones I'd love to, like, right off the bat, be like, hey, let's write, you know.
Yep.
Sure.
Hey, are you, is this your home studio here? Where are you?
Yeah, this is my studio back here. So, this is where nice. What I do is even when we go to Nashville, like, we'll cut records and, like, cut, like, work tapes, like, you know, like, what do you call it? Like, not full production, but like, we write the song, we do a work tape, and then I'll come back home here to Boston, tighten things up. I'll record the vocals here, and then I'll send them off and be mixed.
Louis, how are you going to be celebrating the release of this? What are you going to be doing at home, or what do you plan on doing this week? Any plans?
Well, I mean, right now, my wife's going to kill me, because I've been, the last 2 weeks, just been ready to market this thing. And I said, after today, you're not going to see me for a while. And she's like, yeah, yeah. So, no, we're going to, yeah, exactly. We're going to, I'm just like literally all night just, you know, I want to get people to hear about this, because I want to get those streams up. I want people to, just going to get the word out so we can get people to hear it, streams up, you know, looking at the video and just, you know, and just talking to people like yourself and just, you know, making connections and enjoying the little bit of, you know, notoriety that's coming right now. So
yeah. Well, Louis Bello, it's seriously a pleasure, because I love what you're doing, and I love your sound and your message and everything about, even the fact that you're a teacher, because I remember when I was working at the radio station here in LA, and I was in charge of the internship program for a while. And for the first time in my career, I felt so good finally giving back. And it wasn't even, I need to give back. It just kind of fell upon my lap. But when I would teach those kids what I did, you know, I gave them everything. I never held back, and I loved it. And I thought, my God, how could I do this more in the future? And it's always been a part of my, you know, part of my plan. I just don't know how to execute that, you know, right now. But hopefully soon. And I see you doing your thing, so it's inspiring. It really is.
Thank you, Matt. I really appreciate that.
It's been a pleasure talking to you from your home. And if I ever go to Boston, I definitely will hit you up. But if you come to LA. We'll do some.
I'll take you around, man. I'll treat you to a dinner.
And there it is. Much love to Louis Bello. Such a cool dude, man. The guy's lucked up too. His students and us love him. I got to give a huge shout out to Louis Bello, because he was patient in the process of uploading the show. Because when we recorded the show originally, that's when Rescue Me originally came out. I'm very happy. And a shout out to Jeff for allowing me to play it on my podcast, Radio Flyer. My name is Freddie Rivera. To follow Louie Bello, hit him up at Louie Bello on Instagram. That's LOUIEBELLO. And obviously, he's on Spotify and other platforms that play music as well. This is Radio Flyer. You can also catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. For a full recap, hit up FreddyRivera.net. We got more on the way. Thursdays is when we come out with new episodes of Radio Flyer. We'll catch you next week.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. The estimate's free, and when you have Any Hour Services install a new air conditioner, we'll give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it. For more information, call Any Hour Services or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Were you following all the rules, driving sober, obeying the laws, and driving the set speed, but you were still injured in an accident by someone who wasn't? You have rights. You pay auto insurance for this purpose, to protect yourself and your family when a negligent driver causes injuries and damage that wasn't your fault. The injury attorneys at The Advocates are here to help you get back on track. With no out-of-pocket expenses, you have nothing to lose. Let us help. Call today, 801-355-5550.